is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 11th day of December 2019. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to have a guest on in a minute that I haven't had on for a long time. That's my own fault. This man is a walking encyclopedia, highly intelligent, and understands a lot of things going on behind the scenes that maybe a lot of folks don't think about, including myself. Before bringing him up, though, make mention that tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day from 9 to 4 Eastern, take phone calls, answer questions, just chat a while, or anything I can do to help. I'll be in the office tomorrow. I'll be in the office tomorrow to take your orders for anything anybody want to get from us, or a donation by credit card, whatever. You can do that also. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. Love to hear from you. I mean that. And for all the news stations out there that are tuned in the last couple of nights, welcome back. I'm glad you're with us again. And I hope tomorrow, if you like, if you're available, you can call us between 9 and 4 Eastern to talk to us. We'd love to have you call in and say hi to us and let us know you're listening. And if you ever want to listen live, if you want to listen live in your area, you can go online and you go to gsradio.net. That's Global Star, gsradio.net. You'll see where it says listen online. Click there. Then go to Star 5 and see where it says pop-up player. And click there, and there will be. And I hope you can do that if you like. You listen to us live also on the phone. If you want to call us, call the number 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Listen to us live. So all the stations that we broadcast us, we appreciate that so much. I do. If you ever want to listen live, you can do it those two ways for sure at your local time. So, again, welcome to all the new stations. And again, I'm offering a book. I'm going to do this for at least a few more weeks. The Grand Design Exposed. Now, folks, I don't normally do this with anything I have in here. But this book is that important. And again, I say, do I agree with everything in it? No, I don't. But it's an education on the Masons in this country, where they come from, what their goals have been, and what the goals are accomplishing. You may not understand a lot of the things there, which I don't, but you'll find out for sure that America was set up for a purpose other than what we thought it was. All good men brought forth a great nation, no doubt about it. But believe me, the ones behind the scenes had other plans for America, and they're accomplishing it right now with us sitting here watching it happen. The book is $12.95 delivered. The regular price is $22.95, but as I said, a great deal. A good deal. If you want a copy of it, just call tomorrow and get our address. If you want to write to us and send us a check, whatever. And it's $12.95. That includes shipping. Or call tomorrow, again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Or the book, if you like, tomorrow. We'll get that to you tomorrow. But I offer these things because, folks, I think it's important. And I'm in the process right now of reading a paper somebody sent me. It's about 30 pages long on the Federal Reserve and what it has done to the economy since it's been brought into being. It's not a very long paper, and nothing, probably a lot of y'all don't know, but if you have somebody here that's a brand new learner on what's happened to our country, especially the financial system right now, this paper, for $5, I'll send it to you. It's about 30 pages long. I got paid postage. That's all there's to it. But you want that, you let us know, I'll send it to you. I think you'll find this more than interesting and very adequate for someone just catching on to the idea of what's happening with our nation and the so-called money system. All this available, folks, tomorrow if you want to call and talk to us. We have it here. We still have the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. We have all that here. We'll soon have REM sleep back in stock, thank the Lord. We have a Cardivite here that you would be tickled pink to have. If you want to take care of your circulation system and your heart, folks, I take it every day. 4 caps a day. It has made a difference in me. I promise it has. And being diabetic, it's a real blessing to know the circulation of my feet and legs are really good. That was done by ultrasound. That's how I know it works. I'm just thrilled to have this product available to you if you want it. You can call tomorrow and ask all about that if you like. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight is Jim McCanny. It's Professor James McCanny. Now, this man, oh my, his qualifications as a physics mathematician. He's way above my head on a lot of different things as far as his education, his understanding, his way beyond me. He has written many papers. He's been in the forefront exposing things in this country for a long time. And he's going to talk to us tonight about this topic first, and I'm going to go to something else that he helped invent. We're going to talk about the 2016 presidential election and how the Democrats literally cheated on the vote, and how they done it, and why they done it. It didn't work, obviously, the way they thought it would. But, James McCanny, welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Bush. Thank you for having me on. I was trying to think also when the last time I was on your show, and I can't remember, but it's been a while, definitely.
Well, that has been a while. And it's my fault. I know that. It's just time goes by so fast, Jim. You know that.
It does.
Time goes by. It goes so fast. I mean, here we are at the end of another year. Election was just last year, it seems like, and here we got another one coming up next year. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyway, I know you want to share some things with folks tonight, and I want you to do it also. I read your paper, looked at the information you sent me about what happened with the last election, what was tried to happen, and how it happened, and how the FBI, CIA, and, of course, DHS were all involved in it. Would you mind explaining what you mean by that?
Yeah, this has been building for a long time. It's been going on for a long time. But the is primarily the Democratic Party, and this goes way back to Johnson and possibly even before. But they set up a system, and I was surprised. Before the election, I should start out at the beginning, before the election, I wrote a white paper on the 10 most common or the biggest ways of cheating to win a federal presidential election. And I had all these different ways of cheating, but the main one that came out after the election, after I went back and mathematically analyzed the data, because in the election we have actual data, it's no longer statistics, it's real data, I found out that the mail-in vote, what do you call them?
Absentee ballots
is the primary method of cheating. There are 10 cheating centers, big ones in the United States. There's about 20 total. And in my paper that I sent to you, which I revised then after the election, and I redid it and published that in January of 2017, just after the presidential election. But and then after that was followed up by a guy named Tom Fitton and his group, Judicial Watch. And they went into Los Angeles, which is the biggest cheating center in the country, and they found 1.5 million illegal votes because of registration. This, people moved away, people were at an address and they moved away. They use all of those to vote for the Democratic Party, and the end result was that Hillary Clinton got 17 million, that's my estimate, 17 million illegal votes and still lost. And so it's in my white paper. It's available for people to read, but it's absolutely amazing. And I show the information. I show how I did this, and I use three different mathematical, it's called regression analysis, mathematical analysis. And it's say you had a factory where you were making bolts, and you wanted to make sure all your bolts were within a certain standard measurement, you wouldn't measure every bolt. You would measure every 100th bolt or every 1,000th bolt or something like that. And so that's what we do when you're looking at regression analysis. And then a quirk of fate, the Jill Stein recount came along for Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And what happened there is when they went back to recount, most of the votes could not be recounted because the voting boxes had been opened. Somebody had gone in and opened them up and took out all the cheating votes, because they would have been written like, you know, the mail-in votes were written by the same handwriting. So imagine this right now for the 2020 election coming up. There are thousands of people in this country filling out votes for mail-in votes, filling out votes that will be put in boxes and stored at schools, at warehouses and other places to be ready to bring in to voting centers the day of the 2020 election. That's what happened in 2016, and that's going on right now for the 2020 election coming up.
You know, that's quite a statement you're making. Now, almost everybody that has been around the law understands that the vote fraud has been real for a long, long time. Especially since it switched over to computers, and we know computers can be programmed to do anything, change anything that they want to change. But what you're saying is just putting another nail in the coffin for the so-called free elections in this country. I mean, yeah. this is not good.
Well, and they almost pulled it off. In a regular election, if you say Donald Trump phenomenon did not come and happen, as I'm not just talking about Trump as a person, but the phenomenon where people in mass went out and voted for somebody, never ran for office before, never had a political career, you know, was a businessman, most people knew about him, and they went out in mass and voted for him in such numbers that they could blow away this massive cheating system where Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. And her attitude was that it was her turn. And she would have run against somebody like Jeb Bush or somebody else, and then it would have been Jeb Bush's turn. Then the next time it might have been, who knows? You know, this was going to go back and forth between Democrats and Republicans, and the vote of the people was meaningless because these two parties were the same. I mean, no matter who you had in there, you were going to get the same dose of medicine. And with
Jim, I think history teaches that completely. I mean, I'm 71 years old, and I look back over many elections. With each administration, it's went further down the road to tyranny, more spending. Nothing's ever slowed down.
Foreign wars that are meant to extract resources out of countries. The CIA spearheading loans in countries. You can read a book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, of the the methods of going into a foreign country, getting the leaders elected that you want in there, then getting them to sign off on these big loans that the country can never repay. And when they default, you go in, you bring in your international corporations to basically rape the country of its natural resources. This has been going on for who knows how long. But the United States has been basically under this leadership since Kennedy was the last aberration and they shot him. Since then, there's no question that the CIA has run the White House. And you can look at every president since then, and the Bushes have been in there, the Clintons have been in there, and it was just a coin toss back and forth between who would be in the White House. And it was supposed to happen again with Hillary Clinton.
Let me ask you a question. I hate to interrupt you because this is interesting, I think I already know the answer. So what you're really saying is the president is selected, not elected.
Yes. Absolutely. Obama knew prior to the election he was going to be chosen as president. He knew it. And there are interviews of him talking about, for example, remember the housing crisis that actually happened? Just as Obama was coming into office, there was the big banking mortgage crisis where millions of people lost their homes. That started in the Bush administration. Obama knew he was going to have to take this over. And there's interviews of him talking about it. He goes, well, I know I'm going to be president. I'm going to have to deal with this issue. And, you know, what he did was read the cue cards, the teleprompter. And all of this was decided. And, you know, they made it sound like this was some kind of natural progression of economics. Excuse me, it was not. This was planned. Millions of people lost their homes, and five families, banking families in New York, gained all that money. I mean, just a phenomenal fraud. And the New York, you know, all the papers, the, you know, everything went along with it. Like, oh, this was just a turndown of the economy. No, this was planned. It was executed, and a massive economic corruption, just like I could list 10 other things that came in under Obama, for example, or the 9/11 under George Bush Jr., the first year he's in office, you know, a completely scripted event that took this country and wrenched it inside out, and we're still reeling from all of these events.
Yeah, and under a so-called conservative Christian president, we have Patriot Act 1, 2, and 3 forced on us. More liberties taken from that motivation of the so-called terrorist attack. We know that was all a man-made fiasco planned by our government for a reason, just like Pearl Harbor and everything else was. So what we're seeing is something that can be very frustrating and discouraging, to know the fact that presidents have been selected. When's the last time you think we had an honest election?
Well, even Kennedy wasn't. I mean, he cheated more. He cheated more than the other guy, you know. And I mean, these political machines. Kennedy rode the political machine, and they kind of thought that they would put this guy in office. And then they found out after he got in office, he started to take the reins of the presidency. It's the same thing that happened with Reagan on the Republican side. And Reagan got a bullet in the side. You know, there were a few presidents that thought they were going to be president. And we got another one now. But I don't know how Trump has managed, whether you like him or not. The reality is there's some people that want him dead, because he's not pulling the cart the way the upper people want him to pull it, you know. And so,
you know, I'm going to give him a bit. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I am not a Trumpeteer by any means, and I think he's disappointed a lot of people. As a matter of fact, and I believe I can prove he's flat out lied to us, even when he's still running for office. He's going to get us out of the wars, and instead of that, he's increasing the manpower in different places. He was going to build the wall, which hasn't happened. And I know they got all kinds of reasons why he can't do it, but by executive order, he can build the wall, because his main purpose in office is to keep this nation safe. But going beyond that, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and say that he has tried to do some things, and that's why they hate him. I want to believe that, Jim. I really do. But I have suspicion that he's playing a game with them a little bit. They're all playing games.
But when you get to that level, you have to understand, I think, what you can do and what you can't do, and where are you, you know, what's the biggest thing you want to accomplish. And, okay, you can't accomplish everything to 100%, because I think there's a level of politics that go along with being in that spot. But I would say Trump, you can tell how much he's doing for the people by how much they hate him, how much they're going bananas to try and get him out of office. That's the measure that I go by. Not by how much he's doing or whatever, by how much they're trying to get him out of there. And right now, going back to the election fraud, they are going full bore on election fraud, gearing up for this 2020 election.
And in your opinion, with all the ones and now the running for office on the Democratic side, and boy, what a sorry lot. What a sorry lot. But anyway, who do you see pulling ahead? Of course, rumors are abounding it. Hillary's going to step in here at the last minute, but I don't see how that's possible now. Things too late. I don't know that. But who do you see get the nomination of all these people?
I don't know. That I cannot tell. But the word behind the scene is that Hillary was waiting, and maybe still waiting, to jump in after all the other candidates beat themselves up. And so the Democratic debates are really to see who is going to be vice president, not president. You know, mm-hmm. Who is Hillary going to pick as her running mate? because she claims that all these people are going to her saying, oh, you got to run again. But don't, you're not running against the person. You're running against this massive voting fraud machine. And I don't mean just the voting machine. I mean the political machine where votes are fixed. And the sure. biggest cheating fraud of all is in the absentee ballots.
Well, you know, you've seen in the last few elections, the Democrats are taking over states that have been Republican for years, like Virginia. Man, they're trying to make some huge changes in Virginia to the point of a gentleman I just watched today. I sent it to you, by the way, on the newsletter list. He spoke 6 minutes and warned them of civil war if they keep pushing this gun control and other things that they're working on right now. Now, he, very well-spoken, major in the reserves, warned them
that.
About...
You sent
did
that.
You watch that?
I saw that, yes.
So we see the Democrats are winning offices. That doesn't bode well for President Trump, especially if they're rigged.
You can see that. Yeah, you can see these locations where they're so-called winning. And I believe what's going on is this voting machine is already very much underway. And that's why. And you see states like Texas or something where it's getting closer to becoming, or like a state like California. I am of the opinion that California is still a very Republican state, but the voting is so rigged. It is so completely fixed in California that no matter how many people go out and vote, and the way you tell that is the counties that are in municipalities, et cetera, in California, who are going away from sanctuary cities. They're voting county by county that they're not going to follow the state law. And you go, wait a minute, well, how could this be possible in a state that's massively Democrat? In the voting results, you know, there's something wrong here. There's something that, and this is what my voter study is all about. You start to take the differences of data between certain things and the actual elections. They don't add up. They don't add up at all.
Well, you know, when Obama turned the oversight of the elections to the DHS of all the branches, I mean, Department of Homeland Security, come on now, they can't even watch their own offices. What was his goal behind that?
Well, there again, it's to cover up the voting. If they're in charge of the national election, then they can oversee, basically, you know, they can take the locations. Now, just understand this also. This is why we have the Electoral College. A lot of people give different reasons. The biggest reason is because if you didn't have the Electoral College, one or two places could stuff the ballot box and win the election every time.
That's
so
right.
If you have the Department of Homeland Security overseeing 10 different major cheating centers in the country, it doesn't matter who votes any way they want the rest of the country, because you can control that by just those 10 cheating centers. And if it's done through the Homeland Security Department, then game over. You know, that's, they're able to control the national and federal elections, the Senate, House of Representative elections, in the places where it counts. And by the way, the House of Representative big win that occurred in 2018 election followed the same pattern. So the House of Representatives gained the seats in the same locations where there was massive cheating in the 2016 election.
Oh, my. Yeah, that is amazing. You know, and, of course, that was one of the main concerns in the early days of this country when they were ratifying the Constitution. Small states were afraid they'd be outnumbered just by being outnumbered, period. They would lose. But the way this is heading, and the way and this gentleman I sent you the video on, spoke for 6 minutes. By the way, folks, if you go to the website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, watch that six-minute clip on a gentleman in Fairfax, Virginia, warning the people that we're heading for civil war. Very level-headed. I said he's a major in the reserves, very well-educated. His wife also is very well-educated, and he's warning them we're heading for civil war. Now, this is coming from a lot of different sources now, people. This is not a joke. This is for real. And, James, I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see bloodshed. But obviously, the nation is being polarized, and I think that's on purpose to cause this situation.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And this is the thing, too. He was talking to his local office there, or I don't know if it was county or whatever, or city council or whatever. But this is something I've noticed in the last number of years, that they're concentrating on local offices. And that's important, because if they can get local offices to, say, ban guns or to, you know, whatever else they want to put through, then that takes precedence over the higher levels of government. That's it, if you understand, the sheriff takes precedent over the state.
I do. That's what's supposed to be.
The state takes precedent over the federal. And so if you get down to that local level, you can control the direction of the country if you can massively and that's something nobody's looking at. That's like the hidden, what would you call it, the dark horse in this whole process.
Well, that's exactly why the sheriffs are the highest law office in the land. You know, they're the only elected one out there. Now, if they knew what they could do, a lot of them are learning that, by the way. A lot of sheriffs, even in Virginia now, I can't remember what county it was, but the sheriff said, I would deputize 1,000 men if I have to protect the people's rights here to keep and bear arms. Now, this was out of Virginia. I mean, this is where it's heading. And I don't think any normal person doesn't want to see it happen. But unfortunately, James, there's a lot of abnormal people out there that want to see this to happen. And they're pushing, I think, for a reason to further enslave us, don't you?
Well, yeah. And if you can create chaos, anybody knows this. If you can create chaos, if you can get the people shooting brothers against brothers, that's what the Civil War was. You had brothers against families, you know. And
that's right.
What they're
pushing. Hang on to the break, Jim.
Chaos. Yeah.
Hang on to the break. Folks, by the break, you'll call and talk to us if you can. 844-769-2944. Folks, we're heading in a very bad direction. I'm serious. This is for real.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 877-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back. And by the way, if you listen to this broadcast tonight live right now at 8 o'clock or 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on 6115 Shortwave, you listen to be called Melody Seastrom, put us there. If it were not for her, we would not be on Shortwave right now at all. Now, this is rebroadcast at 11 o'clock on 3215, 11 o'clock Eastern, and that's covered by us. But Melody covers the 8 o'clock broadcast. She does do that for us. And so if you appreciate her doing that, let her know. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Jim and I were talking during the break about something that concerned me that I do want to get this new invention because I think it's very important. But we're talking during the break that I do believe that no matter who wins the election, if we even get the election before all hell breaks loose, if we do, I don't know that we're going to. Well, if things go on now, anything can happen any day, and it's going to get, it could, I mean, we have shootings every day about somebody, the last one's up in Jersey City, somebody apparently attacking a Jewish community there, and it's just going on and on and on. The Saudi, in Florida and Pensacola, naval base, all this is going on every day. Folks, the moral fiber of America has been destroyed. There's nothing holding it together at all, and the hatred among groups is growing rapidly. So we could go into literal chaos, civil war before the election, but no matter who wins in 2020, I do believe there's going to be bloodshed anyway, because no matter who wins, the other side is going to be very upset, very displeased, and I think they're angry enough they just about had enough of this, both sides. What's your opinion on that, Jim?
I talked about that myself a number of weeks ago where I said it's becoming so polarized and every week it's more and more. And, you know, the news media is behind this. They're drumming this up. They're beating basically the Civil War drum and, so the controlled media. And the people are getting up to a fever pitch about this. And basically, they're creating literally fake news. They are. I mean, it is a fake news generator. And, so the division in this country, it's going to cause a real problem. But this is on purpose. This is not an error. It's not by mistake. You know, it's not. And there are a few people behind this. My estimate, my personal estimates, after running the numbers, after looking at the data, which is actual election data, is that there's probably around 80% support for Trump in this country. And the reason is because people are tired of the standard political Washington, D.C. merry-go-round. My estimate is that it's probably about 80% support. And that's why they have to present this massive cheating machine. And believe me, they're looking at the same numbers I'm looking at, and they're looking at how they can beat the Electoral College. They almost did it. They almost did it last time. If you look at the states where there was a kind of teetering back and forth where Trump won a state or a number of states, they were close. Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, to be specific. And those were states in which, take an example, Minnesota. Minneapolis carried the entire state. The rest of the state is solid red for Trump. One city carried the whole state. And you look at Colorado, Denver. You look at Las Vegas, Nevada. You look at Oakland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles area in California. You look at other states. One city carried the entire state. And now let me ask you a question. If you cross a city street and the swing of votes goes from 80% to 20% to 20% to 80%, something's wrong. That's not Absolutely. The way people's opinions Absolutely. Work. And that's what's going on. So the cheating centers are in the cities. There's no question about that. We know where they are. And the question is how to prevent this. People coming in with just boxes and boxes of votes and putting them in there and counting them illegally. This is going on a massive scale.
How did they do that? I was going to say, how did they do that? Because most of them are electronically done now. How do they get those names on the computer?
Well, they're just counted. They're mail-in votes. They're mail-in votes.
They're not entered in the system, so to speak. Okay, I understand. They're just counted by hand, and this is what we got.
Right, and the Wisconsin, for example, Milwaukee alone, in the Jill Stein recount, we learned a lot. Milwaukee alone had 10,000 votes on the when they went up from the local precinct to the next layer, to the next layer, to the final state count. Milwaukee alone had 10,000 votes that did not exist. They simply made up the numbers and sent it up to the next level.
Oh, my goodness, man. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's supposedly
Let's take
off
phone calls.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There were supposedly people that came out and were supposed to look into election fraud. None of them came up with anything, and I'm going, how could you not? I mean, this is so blatant. Anyway, let's see what the caller has to say.
Obviously, they didn't want to. They didn't want to. We're going to take off quick phone calls, then we'll get going on to about your new invention. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Welcome. You there, Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Can't hear you, Mike. Hey, that's Mick. I'm sorry. Come on in, Mick.
I hear you.
I'm sorry about that.
Sure.
I said Mike from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, here's
come
the
on
problem.
In.
Most of these are on the pad, you get what I'm saying? You and me,
right.
Don't you? Bought and paid for. And it's like this.
Of course, bought and paid
California,
for.
They were from California wanting to break the state up, but did they allow them to do it? No. They fudged it around to where it just went the opposite way. We have all these safe cities for these illegals. That's one of the main problems. And we have fiat government at all. You can't trust a
Well, Mick, obviously that's true, and that's going to be sad on every level. That's true, and it's just a situation that the kind of when you see it come up again the next year, and you know what they almost did last time, you kind of wonder what can we do, and I don't know if what the answer that would be. Do you have any idea, Jim, what we can do?
Well, there has to be at the local level people that are observers that go in, and you know, in fact, if there are elections in foreign countries, there are international observers that do this. As a you know, as a benefit, some if you go to, say, a South American country, there's an election. Supposedly, there's observers who will go and observe that the vote is actually passed on correctly. But in the United States, there really is no checks and balances on the counting of votes. You depend. In fact, it's funny that Obama installed the Department of Homeland Security to oversee the election. Because his comment was when Trump was saying that the elections are fixed, he says, hey, it couldn't happen because this is a distributed process. You couldn't control it on a national level. And that's exactly what he did.
That's amazing. Anything else, Mick?
That's why you can't trust a double-headed snake who is not of this country. Am I right?
Yeah,
that's very true. A lot of them are we'll say co-citizens. They're not. Yeah, you're right. And all of them are foreign agents, by the way. They work for the IMF. But go ahead, Jim.
Hey, can I say something? Here's another thing. Look at the policies there. How many of them have dual citizenships?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
A bunch of them.
All with the Israel line. That's what's really bad enough. Then old Trump, he went over there and he prayed at the wall, that makes it a lot more worse.
I know, I get your point. I got to jump, Mick. Your call's coming in here, and I got to get to a different topic. Good call, though. Thank you. Anything you want to say to that, Jim, as far as what he said about the dual citizenship, which we know a bunch of them are dual citizens?
Yeah, that's a very big problem. That's because they are not, they're not working for this country. They're working for someone else.
That's exactly right. And people don't know this, but we don't pay our senators and congressmen's salaries. IMF does. Folks, this is, I'm not making this up. I'm telling you the truth. All right, let's go very quickly to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Are you there? Hello.
I'm here.
Well, good grief, man. I've known you for 50 years. I've been listening to Jane McCain for about 10, 12 years.
Well, how about that?
Oh, yeah. I have a question before I give you my comments. Jim, what state do you live in? Where do you broadcast from?
Oh, well, I'm sorry I'm not going to mention that, but I'm at. But I have been in various states, and so right now I don't really hail any particular state as home, at least publicly. sorry.
I'm just wondering, do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's jmccsci.com. Seven letters.
Okay. One more time. Go one more time.
Yeah, J, M as in Mary, C, C, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo, jmccsci.com.
Okay. Then I have just a couple comments. You've been doing a lot of good discernment you used to for most of your life. The biggest fraud is NASA. There was nobody on the moon. That's another fraud that Trump wants to spend $50 million to go to Mars. Give me a break. And then, you know, when these people talk, none of them carry, you know, I am about 40 miles north of Milwaukee. You talked that before. None of them carry a copy of the Constitution Bill of Rights in their hands when they speak. Well, let's get back to Ten Commandments, right, guys?
Yeah, amen. Well, without Ten Commandments, nothing matters anyway. You know that, Dino.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
what
it comes work.
Down to.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
anything else?
I wanted just to... Two more things, you know, it comes down to SLOP. Let's have facts, folks. They take polls all the time. SLOP stands for Surveys, Lies, Opinions, and Polls. Slop. Oh, that might be a joke, but do you agree, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. And then fake news built around that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep the faith, because I'll let off with a little joke at them, because you always say we are at the crossroads. Yes, we are at the crossroads, friends. We are being crisscrossed and double-crossed also.
Right. Very, very true. Good point. Thank you, Dino, for the call. Thank you a bunch.
Thank you very much.
Now, we're going to switch gears, folks. We're going to talk about a product that you need to check out on Jim's website. It's a windmill that I've never seen anything quite like it, and I'm looking at it. I like the idea. Jim, very quick, tell us what you're discussing here.
This is the wing generator, wing like wing of a bird or airplane, and it's a device that I invented actually over a decade ago, and it's now patent pending. It's a very high efficiency wind energy device extracting energy from the wind. And I'm starting to market this, so all that information is on my webpage. But what we call alternative energy, these three-blade wind turbines and solar panels simply don't work. And I've stated this a long time ago, that these have been put out there by a big corporation, never compete with the Central Power Company. But what I've devised is a system that does work and which we can use to develop all of our power using the wind and grow into electric automobiles, electric transportation also. And a lot of people think, well, the wind doesn't blow all the time. Well, the reality is the wind blows the average wind energy content of the entire country is a constant. If it's not blowing someplace, it's blowing someplace else. And so design philosophy, is that if we put up 150% of our energy requirement with wing generators, we can actually power the country. And these are very efficient. They're very low cost compared to anything that's ever been out there. I mean, it's a complete redesign, rethinking of everything I call it the alternative to alternative energy.
Wow. Well, you know, you talk about solar, and I have a fairly good-sized solar panel back here in my office, and it does work a while when the power's off, for example, but it isn't what it's cracked up to be. I know that for a fact. I'm not saying it can't work, but if you had to cover your whole roof, maybe you may have something out of it, but not too many people can afford that. So your wind power generator is based on the design almost like a jet engine, is it not?
That's exactly right. That's the motto, in fact. Our motto is the jet age of wind energy. And it's like going from the propeller airplanes to jet engines, literally the same quantum jump in efficiency and performance. So, yeah, the wing generator is the jet age of wind energy. And so right now I'm marketing the smaller ones from 2 kilowatts up to 50 kilowatts. And we're working on designs for these to go all the way up to 200 to 300 megawatts, which is big enough to replace a nuclear or coal power plant with one or two of these.
Wow.
So well, that's where we're going.
How big a one would you need to run the average home?
Well, average home, first of all, you might have some zoning issues, but what we're mainly doing is marketing to people out in the country with farms and ranches. But, you know, with just a house with the average usage with no big utilities, you know, maybe you've got your water pump, well pump, 2 or 3 kilowatts, not a very big one. In fact, the smallest one we offer. If you want an electric car charging station, then we would jump up to a 10 kilowatt system, or if you could have up to 9 or 10 electric car charging stations with a 50 kilowatt unit. Say somebody has a farm where they have 200 head of cattle that they milk every day. They have a big electric bill, and so they would use a bigger system, and we could design it with the battery backup, etc. It could be grid connect. It could be off the grid completely. All kinds of options.
Well, do you design these personally as a personal thing for each order? I mean, people tell you what they want and you design it for them specifically?
Yes. Yeah, everybody is different and their wind conditions are different. And so what we do is as people become show interest, they basically send in an email. We send them back like a starter package in an email to answer a bunch of questions like what do they use? What kind do they want electric heating? Do they want electric car charging? Do they want water pumping, water filtration? There's, you know, all of these different questions. And then we sit down and decide, do they want a complete off-the-grid system? Do they just want grid assist? You know, there's so many questions that we have to ask them that everyone is literally different. And then we sit down with the information provided and then spec out a system and give them a quote based on, you know, and show them how much it's going to cost for what they're looking for. And then at that point, a lot of people want to be off the grid. They want to be energy independent. Let's look at California, PG&E, where they had millions of people. One day they just got the power.
Yes, yes.
So these people out in wine country, or they have farms and ranches. And, you know, that's we depend on electricity, all of our equipment. So if you have an operation where you have farming or something like that going on, all of a sudden you get your electricity cut, that could be devastating for your entire year. It could devastate you financially. And so people are very concerned about electricity, and they should be. These electric power companies, a lot of them are teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. And any given day, you know, they have not kept up their infrastructure, all kinds of reasons why people are very skeptical of the Central Power Company.
Of course, and PG&E is sure an example of that. What are we looking at for, let's say, a 2 or 3 watt? What are we looking at money-wise for the average home?
Well, there again, it's hard to say. You know, it depends on what people want. Do they want to be off-grid or on-grid or... Or do they want a generator backup so they have 24/7 power? It depends on their wind of their area, because if they have less wind, then we have to beef up the wing, and that can say, or maybe get a pole that's much higher if they have woods around their house. So it's not just the generator itself; it's all of these other factors. In some cases, the support pole can be 50% of the cost. If they, say, have trees around, we got to get up above the trees. So it's hard to give a number that people, I tend not to do that, because then people get the idea that, oh, this is what it should have cost, and why is there more?
Sure, I understand. Yeah, each situation would be different. I can see that, I can. But I like the idea, and I'm going to get the questionnaire that you send out for my local location. I want to see what it could do. Anyone with any common sense wants prepared for what's coming, could happen any day. I have the solar generator, which does a little bit, and we had a storm here 4 or 5 years ago, a derecho, knocked out of power for 11 days, and the solar did save my freezers full of meat. They did save those, and did a little bit of other things, but that's about all it could do. I now have a backup propane generator. The power goes off, it kicks on, everything runs, you know, as long as I wanted to. I can kick it on off if I need to. But I want something that's independent from outside fuel sources other than natural fuel sources like the wind. So I think this would be something to look into. So how do people go about getting a copy of the questionnaire?
Okay, on my webpage at the very top is my email address. It's written there. It's kind of long, so I won't say it on the air. But just go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. At the very top, there's a... it talks about the wind generator and other, you know, other things that I have there. But just send in an email to that address and just put wing or wind generator or something up in the subject line. And what we'll do is we'll send the people back the same thing I sent you, Pastor Butch. This, I'll send that information package out. People fill it out. If they want, they can look at their electric bill to see what their usage is. They answer a lot of questions, and then we can offer them a... We go back and forth. Sometimes it takes a couple times going back and forth to really hone in on what they really need and what they want, and, you know, looking towards the future, maybe. Are they going to move to an electric car or not? You know, all those factors. And then we settle on a system, and then we spec out a price for them.
Well, folks, I think this would be very interesting. Now, do you do this only by email? Some folks don't even have computers. Can they call and ask questions or get information?
Yeah, there's a number that I should put one on the webpage, but here's a number that I can give out on the air.
Okay.
I don't like doing this because I don't want people calling. This is only a place to call for, to leave messages about business, because I don't want a lot of, insurance sales.
Right.
But you could use this number, 612-232-6651, and that's voicemail only, you know, so people would leave a voicemail and then... we would get back to them.
All right, folks, that's 612-232-6651. 612-232-6651. And I don't know people's finances. I certainly don't. I have enough trouble taking care of my own. But no, I don't think anyone out there listening to this broadcast wants the chance maybe losing electricity, and who knows what it could do to what they have. And especially if you got food stored and like I do in the freezers or whatever, you don't want to lose that. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars right there alone. So it's worth looking into, folks. And I definitely would suggest you do that. And you can contact Jim, like you said, by emailing him. You can go to the website and check it out. And I hope you will. And talk to him and call that number, 612-232-6651. Jay McCanny, I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for the stand you've taken for so long, and for exposing something that is, with someone that understands is quite obvious. You made it simple enough that even I can understand it. The sinners of population in states is what controls the election for the whole state, even though the whole state didn't go that way. But they can swing the state in that direction, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. I was scanning through the election result map when we were talking, and it's just unbelievable. Most states had the country out of the cities red, which meant they voted for Trump, and the cities were what controlled many states. And some of them were very close. Trump won them. Some of them Hillary Clinton won. But like for Chicago itself, Cook County, where Chicago is, she got 1.5 million extra votes out of Chicago, if you can imagine that. And then you go you go across the street and it's flipped the other way, you know, but they're lower population centers. So
And they
are looking at these numbers just like I'm looking at them. But the people that want to cheat are looking at these numbers saying, how can they do more in the upcoming elections? And I see by these state elections where the Democrats are winning, they also have big donors. They have big donors. And another thing they're doing is they're trying to get Republicans who are basically what they call rhinos. They're the ones that work with the...
Give about 30 seconds, Gene.
Yeah, so they... Anyway, that's it's a real battle, and we, unfortunately, we don't live with a fair election system.
No, we don't.
But what people have to do is go in during the election and just make sure that they're not bringing in all these extra votes. I mean, that's otherwise, we're going to lose this country to voter fraud.
Thanks, Booth. Jim, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Bush.
Take care, my friend. And folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I hope you'll call and say hi to us. If you can help us keep the bills paid, we certainly would appreciate that also. God bless y'all. See you tomorrow in the office. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.